Now, Jason, you were out yesterday. We didn't know if you were going to make it or not, as far as living.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, yeah,
we're never sure.
You said shortness of breath. I'm like, ooh, that's not good. Did you ever find out what was wrong with you?
Well, that was weird. I didn't feel off until all of a sudden, like, you left. Mm-hmm. You guys left. And all of a sudden.
Was it heartbroken?
It was.
What is this feeling? Oh, I can't breathe.
Separation anxiety.
I need them.
I'd never experienced it before, but it was a sudden onset of achy pain, super fatigued, and weakness.
Did you have chills?
Oh, yes.
They were cold. Oh, so yes. You had fever.
And a little fever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, you know what? I'll stay, but I can't even function.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home. And it got worse, and I couldn't move. I wanted to go to the urgent care,
mm-hmm.
but I literally could not move. I could not get up to go to my car to urgent care. I was just like dead.
Mm-hmm.
I felt slightly nauseous too.
Ugh.
So I thought, sure, I must have the flu or COVID or something like that. Finally, one of the neighbors brought down a COVID test that comes back negative, but who knows if that was even correct. So I couldn't move though, but I crawled my way to the door to get the COVID test, and I crawled my way back. Then I'm like, I got to go to urgent care. So I was like, how am I going to get to urgent care? Nobody's here in my home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you're going through your time.
Yeah. The things we don't think about.
That's true.
You know?
Well, I don't know if it would have mattered anyways. It probably would have been the simple thing.
She just gets out the gun and shoots him. She's like, we got to put him down.
I mean, he would have wanted it that way.
He don't want everyone to know he got COVID.
Right. He'd rather die.
I thought maybe this is it. This is the COVID time. Okay, this is what it feels like. And, so I did, because I knew my son wasn't feeling well either. I did reach out to her.
Okay.
And I said, anyway, you can take me to urgent care.
Aw.
No. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God.
So basically the same throughout our relationship.
I've never felt so in kindred spirits with you, because that would be the same response.
No.
But I will tell you, the reason why is because she couldn't get sick. Or she couldn't be out of work. Or she didn't want to get the kids sick. I'm like, but Landon's with you this weekend. Uh-huh. He's definitely sick.
Okay.
Regardless, I didn't expect differently. So Richard took me.
Really?
Richard took me.
Riri.
Yes.
Because
he wanted to. I couldn't move.
Yeah.
So he like helped me up. I wiggled out of the bed, walked over. He took me to urgent care down the street. Go to urgent care. And go into urgent care. They're like, the doctor's like, you sound like you have the flu. We're going to do a test for both. I said, I'm here only because I want Tamiflu. Tamiflu is a miracle drug if you get it quick. It cures the flu quickly, plus you can give it to your kids and take it another dose where it prevents them from even getting it.
I'm just here for the Tamiflu.
I am. I was.
Don't stick anything
that's
up my nose. I don't want to be a statistic.
Don't you count me as one of your sheep.
Don't make me one of those numbers.
It seems like jammed. The majority of the office, too, listen to the radio station. Which
that's nice.
It's kind of good, but at the same time,
I'm glad they got to see you in all your glory.
Yeah.
You're just like,
Anyways, we go in there. They're super nice. The doctor's nice. The best urgent care ever. Really is a great urgent care. Go back there. The doctor, the nurse was super good. They got me in and out. Did a COVID test, did a flu test. Both come back negative. I'm like, my gosh. He goes, I don't know. You know, maybe this is some kind of infection and something happened. So I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, I'm going to give you the Tamiflu anyways, but, you know, take another test. I'm like, they sell flu tests in the store? He's like, yeah, they have the COVID. So we go to the store. They're out of Tamiflu because they said they're so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'm like, great.
Yeah.
I get the test, go home, wait the next morning. COVID, flu negative, and I feel 90% better yesterday. Just like that.
Wow. Huh.
Now, one of the problems was I didn't know exactly how I was feeling. So when I was walking, I started noticing, it's a little bit gastrointestinal today. And I pooped myself. But that was walking in the hallway by accident.
I did. The hall?
That's the first time I've ever pooped myself. No.
Oh.
Yesterday in my home.
Oh.
Was it a lot?
No. Once I realized it wasn't a release of gas.
Yeah.
I'm like.
When you felt the wetness.
It was a spray.
That's
so it was a moist fart. You're like, I should go wipe.
That has never happened before like that. I'm definitely out of my element right now.
Were you in wearing boxers?
Yeah, I immediately just, boxers and shorts. I just got naked, got in a shower right away.
Threw those underwear in the trash.
I put them in the wash in hot water and let them soak. But then
things
I'm like.
Must be really tough at your house. I would have thrown those things away.
He's going through a time.
So as I was, the rest of the day, I started noticing I had stomach problems. So I think this has something to do, honestly, with some kind of infection that we're talking about now, like maybe an E. coli or stomach that caused this, because it caused the aches and the pains and because it was trying to fight, and my pulse was way up.
Yeah.
He's like, a lot of times a pulse is way up because it's trying to fight an infection, which is different, obviously, than a virus. So I think I had an infection from something that I got.
Wow. Whether
maybe some kind of
STD or something.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
Katie, no. Not an STD.
Well, how do I know what you're doing with your time?
No, it's not that.
Okay.
Not getting STDs.
Okay.
Like a side effect of like furious masturbation?
Actually, probably an STD would have felt better than what I threw yesterday. But anyway, I think it was some kind of something off of food or something not washed or some kind of bacteria. Mm-hmm. Maybe fecal matter or something for all I know. But it went away very quickly. And
well, the
fever went down.
That's
there was
good.
Never a sign of COVID or flu.
What does your son have?
He has very similar symptoms.
Okay.
But I haven't seen him in days because he's been over Carol's house, and he didn't come to my house because he couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? I think he's feeling better, though.
That's good.
So more vigorous masturbation.
Back at it.
We've nailed it.
Got it. The two males in the house have it.
I was not in the mood. I was not in the mood for it for the first time ever. Too much work. I could barely move.
I can't bring my hand up enough to do it.
Let me call Carol, see if she can come over.
No.
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 You don't have to do it. Just use my hand.
You grab my elbow.
Yes.
My God.
I'm like a marionette. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, Pinocchio.
Tie it to a string.
Yeah.
I got no strings to hold me.
Damn. I'm a real boy.
I'm a real boy. All right.
Intern Jalen wants to leave the internship, I think.
He's like,
I'd rather have an F at this point.
Where did this come from?